Come as you are. What does the Bible really say? Introduction. The phrase, come as you are, is often quoted in modern Christianity, yet it is important to clarify that this exact wording is not found anywhere in Scripture. While the Bible does invite all people, regardless of their past, background, or brokenness, to come to God, it does not suggest that we can approach Him on our own terms, remain unchanged, or live a double life. This misconception has allowed many to use the phrase as a license to continue living in sin while maintaining a form of godliness. But God is not only merciful, He is also a God of order, holiness, and obedience. Number one, the phrase, come as you are, is not in the Bible. Many people believe the Bible says, come as you are, but a thorough search of Scripture reveals that this exact phrase is not found. What people are often referring to is the idea that no one is too broken, sinful, or far gone for God to save. In that sense, the sentiment is partially true, but it has been twisted. People have used it to justify continuing in sin rather than repenting of it. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 says, "Come now, and let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." This is a call to repentance, not permission to stay the same. God welcomes us in our broken state, but He does not leave us there. Number two, God is a God of order. One of the clearest principles throughout Scripture is that God requires order and obedience, not just sincerity. This truth is revealed early on in the story of Cain and Abel. Genesis chapter 4 verses 3 through 5 says, "And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but He did not respect Cain and his offering." Cain brought what he wanted, not what God required. Abel brought the firstborn, a sacrifice in alignment with God's order. God did not accept Cain's offering because it was out of order. The same applies to us today. We cannot approach God casually or out of alignment with His word. Number three, a modern-day comparison, impressing people versus approaching God. Let's bring this concept into a real-world perspective. Imagine a man named Kevin who is trying to impress a woman named Crystal. He gets a fresh haircut, washes his car, puts on his best clothes, and arrives on time for their date. Why? Because he values her and wants to give his best. Yet, many people come to God with no preparation, no repentance, no honor, just leftovers and excuses. Somehow, they believe God should just accept anything they offer Him. This shows a deep misunderstanding of who God is. If Kevin gives his best to impress a woman, why should we give God less? God is not just worthy of our best. He commands it. Number four, what come as you are truly means when understood correctly. There is a biblical truth hidden in the misused phrase. Some people believe they're too messed up, too sinful, or too far gone to come to church or be saved. That's a lie from the enemy. God does call sinners to repentance. Jesus said, Luke chapter 5 verse 32 says, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." In that sense, come as you are means you don't have to fix yourself before coming to God. You don't have to be perfect to walk into a church, but once you come, God expects transformation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." God receives the broken, but He restores, heals, and changes them. True salvation involves repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. That is God's order. Closing, the invitation to come to God is open to all, but we must not abuse it. God does not accept just anything. We must come to Him with humility, in repentance, and in alignment with His word. Just as Abel's sacrifice was accepted and Cain's was rejected, our approach matters. God is holy, and He expects us to honor Him, not with a casual attitude, but with reverence, obedience, and order. Let us not twist Scripture to justify a lifestyle of compromise. Instead, let us embrace the true gospel message that no matter how broken or lost we are, we can come to Jesus, be made new, and walk in the power and order of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38 says, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" That is not just coming as you are. That is coming in order.